We're doing Chafetz Chaim. We're on page Lamed Chet, and we're discussing what a person can transgress, what proactive commandments are involved in recounting Lashon Hara. If a person recounts Lashon Hara, he's also in transgression of the commandment, love your friend like yourself. The commandment is that we should care about our friend's money just as we care about our own. And to care about our friend's honor and to praise our friend just as we're concerned for our own honor. And when a person recounts Lashon Hara or Rechilut about his friend, or when a person believes what people tell him about someone, avim adavar emet, even if what he was told is true, nireh ba'alid sheino avo klal, it's very clear that he doesn't like this person. He's not in fulfillment of love your friend as yourself, because otherwise, why would he tell over things like that about him? Or why would he be so accepting when someone else says something like that about him? B'chol shken dekamocha bevadai nom kayem, he's certainly not treating him like he'd treat himself. I'll give you a good proof, says the Chafetz Chaim. Everyone knows where they're wrong. But a person doesn't want anyone else to know what's wrong about him. A person doesn't want even one in a thousand to know what he's done wrong. Yeah, so today they have incognito windows. You can surf the web incognito. No one can track what you've done. I didn't say they really can't track, but a person can think that no one can track what he's done. Why is that so important? Because we don't want anyone to know what we're embarrassed about. If we'd be real, then we'd realize that there's someone up there who knows everything we've done, but we like to overlook that. But a person certainly wouldn't want someone to go and publicize that. And even if his friend discovered some of a person's faults, someone else discovered some faults, and then his friend goes and tells other people, a person says, I hope no one will believe him. I hope when he tells them, they wouldn't believe I'd do a thing like that. And all of this is because a person does not want other people to view him as dishonest, as improper. Even though, in fact, when someone tells something about a person, the person knows there's so much more to say that has not been said. I mean, everyone knows that we have skeletons. I was once dating a girl, and her mother asked me, do you have skeletons in your closet? And I said, yes. So she said, are you going to tell me? I said, no. She said, why not? I said, because we all have skeletons, and it's your job to try and find them out. It's not my job to go hang out my dirty laundry in public. Everyone has skeletons. You'll figure it out. The skeletons were wearing the dirty laundry, okay? Now you got it? Okay. So a person hopes that other people won't believe it, even though everyone knows that there's more that could be said. Nonetheless, we love ourselves so much, and that overrides everything. We tell ourselves, hopefully no one will know, hopefully no one will tell. No one will believe. So then that's what the Torah is telling us, that's how we should behave with regards to our fellow man. We have to care over someone else's honor under all circumstances. The Torah doesn't recount the story of Noach for nothing. There's a reason that the Torah tells us, Vayesh min hayayin, vayishkar. Noach drank of the wine, and he got drunk. Vayitgal betoch haolo, and then he revealed himself in his tent. Vayar cham avi chenan et rvat aviv. Cham, the father of Canaan, saw his father's shame. Vayigel lishnechav bachutz, and he goes out and tells his brothers about it. Vayikach shem vayeft et asimna, shem and yefet took the garment. Vayichasut rvat avihem. They went and covered their father. They had turned around. They did not see their father's shame. They walked in backwards. So the Torah tells us this whole story. וגם סיפרה לנו התורה את הברכה שברכם נוח. The Torah also tells us how Noah blessed Shem and Yefet. ונתקיימה בסוף. And Noah's blessing came true. להראות לנו את גדולת המידה הזאת. The Torah was teaching us how great this trait is שצריך האדם לחפות על גנות חברו. That a person has to try to cover his friend's shame. בכל כוחו כמו על של עצמו. As much as a person can, just as a person tries as hard as he can to cover his own shame, a person should also attempt to cover someone else's shame. So obviously we're not publicizing, hey, you know what he did. And when a person does say over Lashon Hara, says the Chafetz Chaim, he is obviously in transgression of the commandment, V'avta l'racha kamocha, a person should love his friend as himself.